We've had lots of ups and downs. We're very fortunate to get a lot of support. We took some time off a few years ago to really make sure we had some great songs, and we released those ones. And so last year we released a few singles, and then we just took a couple of months to just prep and for some new music to come out. We love playing live. That's kind of one of our favorite parts of the job. And so we've got a lot of shows booked ahead of us, and it's going to be a busy summer.
How important is it for you to hit the target exactly with your writing? I mean, you say you take a couple of months off. I would assume that's to find the direction you want to go. So how do you track that down? How do you find out which way you want to go with it?
Honestly, it depends. Like, you know, when you write, the reason why you take so much time off is that, you know, you can't be happy for the entire 6 months, you know, 7 months, 8 months that you're taking off to write. And so sometimes you get sad songs in there, sometimes you get happy songs, you know, and then sometimes big things in your life change, like, you know, move or sell a house, or things are, you know, important, or you lose a job, right? So we write about that over those periods of the time we take off. And then at the end of that, we go, okay, we need new music. Let's pick from here, you know, like little moments maybe throughout our writing that can showcase, like, okay, in the last year, this is how we've kind of felt as a summary. So that's kind of how we do it.
So would that be the Buck 20 filter? Choose them, I mean, because you've got, it's a writing team, right? So you got to have your Buck 20 filter on, right?
Yeah. It doesn't give you dog ears or make you pretty or anything, but the Buck 20 filter, you know, it comes down to how it feels. I think it's like which one had the most impact or which one had the most emotion. And, you know, a lot of times too, it'll come down to which ones do we want to play live all the time. You know, it's being probably one of the biggest driving forces for us is the live show. So it's like, well, which one of these, you know, 100 songs that we just wrote, which one is going to make us, like, gonna make us excited when we see that one come up on the set next? Because as an artist, I can say sometimes you look at your set and you go, oh, I gotta play that song next. And then so you're like, okay, well, you know what? Like, I want to be excited about this. And so we did that.
Let's talk about the new one. How did that one come out?
This one was neat. It was, it was kind of an amalgamation of I started this process of writing on my own for this one particular song. And, you know, you're just kind of humming. I just had this feeling. I'd taken this songwriting class with Charlie Puth, this pop artist, and we were talking about the emotion behind, okay, well, this is the production portion. And so I just started producing this song, and then I was like, this feels really good, and I was humming something, and I was like, I got to call Mike, because, like, this is really neat. And we called Mike, and I was like, hey, like, what does this make you feel like? And he's like, you know, this brings me back to, you know, this brings me back to write to the Keith Urban Golden Road album. Like, this is what it feels like to me. I was like, nice. That's awesome. Let's like, that was, you know, Mike's first love as an album. So I was like, hell yeah, let's do that. And let's kind of write toward in that direction. And that's really what the nostalgia portion of 2002 came from, was like that feeling, trying to capture what Golden Road felt like.
Would you recommend other writers taking a writing class? Is that something that you got a lot out of?
Yeah, I know that there's some bad ones out there, but I think that the more you learn, even from the bad ones, you go, like, this was, you know, not helpful because I already knew this, but everyone's got something to share. And honestly, you know, something that was stated in just like a few sentences really stuck with me. And it was something that I knew, but I needed to be reminded of. And so you need to hear it a few times in a row before you go, oh, yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. That's right. And you know, whether or not it's your ego or it's just comfortability, you're like, okay, remember A, B, and C. And you're like, that's right. And so, that's kind of what stuck for me. So I think for the most part, yeah, it's a good investment to make if you're a writer.
You're going to be at the CMAOs this year. How excited are you for that experience?
Really cool. Oh yeah. We're very excited. We've been going to the CMAO award show for a long time. I remember sitting in the very, very, very back of the show for a long time. And so, you know, and I when we first started making music, we were like, oh, you know, it'd be really cool to be up there. And then, you know, in 2021, we won Group of the Year, which was really exciting. And then now to be able to be, you know, part of it anyway, like, everyone on that team works so hard all year round. And so, we're just really glad that we can showcase a little bit for the fans of Ontario.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic showing and a great community, as I've heard from many artists. Tell me your thoughts on the Canadian country community here in Ontario.
Oh, you know, family, support, like that. Those are just words that come to mind right away because, oh my God, people say like, oh, some of my friends will say, oh, like your fans, you're this. And I don't consider people who listen to my music like fans. Like, it really just feels like a support system because, oh my God, does everybody support each other so much? They buy tickets, they buy merch, and they understand the struggles that we as artists go through to try to provide, you know, an art. And the country music fans of Ontario eat that up, and they are so supportive.
Well, we love what you're doing, man. Other big plans for the year? Of course, CMAO is coming up soon. What's beyond that?
Lots of shows. We're very excited to be playing lots. Lots of new music, which is something we're super excited about. I think this year we'll release the most music we've ever done, and that's super exciting. It's also nerve-wracking for us because we're usually doing a couple singles a year, but lots of new music and as much performance time, stage time as we can get.
Yeah, you know what? And live is where you guys are at your best. You love playing live. Those who haven't been to a Buck 20 show, what can they expect if they go?
A lot of butt shaking, you know, a lot of cartwheels, you know. honestly, energy is something that, you know, we really, really try to provide when we do this, when we play live. We spend weeks and weeks and weeks prepping, we call it like our show, and we, depending on how long we play, like we'll spend a few weeks working on, okay, what does 1 hour look like? And it's like, okay, well, we need to have six times where we're interacting with the crowd in a way that's unique and special. Okay, that's what it looks like in an hour. Okay, let's do an hour and a half now. What does it look like here? And so we really spend a lot of time trying to make it as fun, as honest, and as interactive as possible, because people spend money to come see us. That is, we're lucky. We are so lucky when they do that. So we have to make that special. And that's what I would want from an artist. And so I want to give that one back.
Well, we're so happy to have you here for Friday Live. We'll look forward to connecting at the CMAOs and hearing more from Buck 20 down the line, and perhaps maybe even having you in Niagara. That'd be great to have you down here.
Yeah, we actually, I can't tell which show, but we will be in that area in September. So we're super excited.